Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So on Wednesday, you finished off Health Headlines with a reference to how you didn't agree with Dr. Roberts from the Heart Institute that people born this century were going to be living to 120 or 140. And I said we'd talk about it on yesterday's show, but of course we had the Christmas cheer broadcast yesterday, so you didn't join us. So let's talk about it today. What's your concern about that prediction?
Well, with any claim, there has to be evidence to suggest that there is some validity to it. And really, the study that you were discussing with him didn't address that issue. It was a very pointed study looking at a specific area of cardiology. And so when you look at the aging process and look at what has happened to date, our lifespans now are indeed increasing, except they're increasing by tenths of a year every year. So if you're asking for a 20-year lifespan increase in a generation, you're really saying something that is outside of what the evidence has shown to date. And even if you assume that genetics are going to be playing a larger role in genomics and various treatments to deal with genetic diseases, these specific therapies today are really in their infancy, and we do not have a complete understanding of the aging process. In fact, Mark, when you look at how cells are designed, there is in terms of genetics, there is something called a telomere. The telomere, if you think of a string, and at the ends of the string, you have small caps to prevent things from going past that string. And as every day what happens is you cut that string at both ends until you finally get down to nothing. That's what a telomere is. Think of that string as your DNA or your genes, and as the cell reproduces, it cuts a bit of that string away as a means of literally setting a timetable for when that cell is going to completely stop being able to reproduce. In fact, that is what represents the aging process. And to date, when they've tried to slow this down by preventing the enzymes to break down this DNA line, they end up with various cancers and other problems because they do allow things to survive longer, but they can't control what they've started. So there's that issue as well. When you're talking about slowing down the aging process, you have to consider that as well, and there's certainly nothing yet.
So what I'm hearing is that while we might be addressing some things that end people's lives early, it's not changing their lifespan if they don't get hit with some sort of disease that ends their life early. We still all have a timetable where our bodies just sort of wind down at a certain point. If we didn't have a massive heart attack or get cancer or get hit by a bus when we were 40 or 50 or 60.
Correct. And it's also making the assumption that all our organs are going to behave normally and age normally. But what happens to the brain? What happens to other parts of the body? You may have an increased lifespan, and as we've seen, we have people with increased lifespans, and as a result of those increased lifespans, we are seeing diseases that never occurred before because there is more time for those diseases to develop, certain cancers that you've never seen before, aging processes on the brain. So in short, to make a statement that you're going to see lifespans increase by 20 years in a generation and then 20 years again after that, you can't extrapolate. That's not something that there's no evidence to say that. So I just found that interesting that he would make this comment. And I respect his opinion. It's just I'm looking simply at the statement. It's not an attack on him at all.
Yeah. All right, Barry. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on CFRA.